This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruch HaMa'abam. We're continuing Mishra Daf HaShavuot, Siman Kuf Nun Dalid. We're in Sif Gimel in the Ramah. We're up to... First, let's see Sif Katan Yud, because the Mechaber said that a chest that you put in a Sefer Torah or a Chumash, or a chair that you put a Sefer Torah on, says Mishabro Sif Katan Yud, V'kisei hu ha-shulchan sho'emir al abima. That's the table that's standing on the platform that you put the Sefer Torah on, what we call a bima. V'afta alav munach mitpachas. Even though there's a cloth on the bima, v'al mitpachas munach ha-sefer Torah. So why is the bima tashmishei kedusha? The bima has a cloth. The cloth is housing the sefer Torah. The cloth should be tashmishei kedusha. The bima should be tashmish the tashmish. Im kein ha-shulchan einoi ela tashmish le tashmish. Afilu hachi din tashmish kedusha yeshloi. Because sometimes you put on the Sefer Torah on the bima without a cloth. Now, I would have said a different reason. I would have said because you're putting the Sefer Torah on the bima. There happens to be a cloth in between. But if you didn't have a bima, what, the cloth would be suspended in midair? So what is being used? What is servicing the Sefer Torah? They both are. The cloth is servicing the Sefer Torah so that it's on a respectable cover, but the bima is servicing, so you have something to put it on. Now the Shaar Tzion says, Shaotzin is bothered by Akash over here. That bismaninu, the cloth is never removed from the bima. So is our bima no longer a tashmish kedusha? The Shaotzin says bismaninu ein matzoi zeh. Filu hachi pamim shenishmar ktsas hamitpachas mitachteha v'ashulchan mishamish sefer Torah. Uvahachi nicha shlehigi harama al din zeh k'maya paroiches b'sevav. This would explain why the Ramah does not comment anything here, like he doesn't sif vav. The Ramah sif vav says that our paroiches ain loy kedushas oroin, ra kedushas beis haknesas. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. But apparently, the Mishnah Berurah says it's a tashmish kedusha because sometimes you put it on below mitbachas, and sometimes nishmar ktsas hamitbachas. In Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Katan Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah said regarding someone who it's difficult for him to stand while he's leaning, he says he shouldn't lean on the cloth because it's a tashmish kedusha, but rather lean on the table itself. So that's mashma, the table is a tashmish, the tashmish. So the Shas Tshuvas Adnid Baru says, no, that's not the heter. The heter is leiv bezdin masne on the shulchan, that you're allowed to use it if you need to lean. Okay, let's continue. The Mechaber said the curtain that you hang before the Heichal has Kedusha, says Mishabura, hu ha-paroiches. V'haynu la-ha-minog ha-talmid sho'yu l'famim manichin sefer Torah la. This is in accordance with the minog of Shas, that they would sometimes put the Sefer Torah in the paroiches. Oy shahayu mechasin ba ha-sefer Torah, or they would cover the Sefer Torah. V'nira shahayu zev davar matzoi bismanim. This was common in their times. Zim loikein havalei tashmish akrai ba'alma. if it wasn't common, then it would just be a happenstance usage. Ve'inal zashem tashmish kedusha. Aval ha'idna deloy na'agina nachi. Nowadays, we don't use the pareches to wrap the Sefer Torah. Havalei rak tashmish de tashmish. V'zosh yigia ramal kaman b'sivav b'haga. It's only a tashmish de tashmish. So you say, why is it a tashmish to tashmish? It's servicing, it's mechabe, the Sefer Torah. No, it's not mechabe, the Sefer Torah, it's mechabe, the Arayin. L'chor, it's mechabe, the Arayin. It's not mechabe, the Sefer Torah. It's mechabe, the Sefer Torah, if you wrap the Sefer Torah. But it's mechabe, the Arayin, so therefore, b'zman hazeh, the paroiches is a tashmish to tashmish. Okay. Yesh b'hen kedusha bo adin mekek svarim u mekek mitpechoseihem. The mekek of svarim and the mekek of their cloths. What is this? V'hainu rekev shel asvarim. V'hamit bachas. It's the crumbs. The crumbs. You have paper that's crumbling. You have cloth that's stringing out. The strings are coming off from the worms that are eating it. The Gemara in Shabbos says on Daf Tzadi, "V'amid pachas shenasa yidei atoilas hoichaltan v'tzarch legonzan haynu acher shenesbalu." After the v'loin, after the mekek, after these things wear out, ve'in oimdin l'tashmishanai, they're not no longer being used for their usage. Afilu hachi yesh v'hen kedusha. Nevertheless, they have kedusha va'asu lehishtamish behen oilazark, and you're not to use it or throw it out. Ve'al kein yiganzeim b'makim hamashumar, you should put it in hiding in a guarded place. Masha in kein tashmish the tashmish, afilu ba'oidan kayam in mutar lehanos ben mechanal, even while they're still extant, you're allowed to get hana. So nowadays, you're allowed to use the pareches. You're allowed to be nene from a pareiches, b'zman hazeh. Pareiches is no longer tashmish kedusha. It's tashmish, the tashmish. Pareiches, even while it's being used, you could be nene. As opposed to a tashmish, you can't be nene so long as it's in use. Let's see the Ramah. Hagav v'davka hadavar shemanichin bahen dvar hakedusha ba'atzmai lefamim oy shenasis lekavoid. Davka is something that you sometimes put an item of kedusha, or that's made for honor, kugain hamichse she'al akrashim shel asvarim, like the cover that's on the planks of the svarim. Let's say the cover that's on the hard cardboard, something like a dust cover. Aval oisay michse shu lishmar oisay, but if it's just to protect it. But the library cover that's on the dust cover, loy mikri tashmish, davet tashmish the tashmish, the chol kiyotze b'zeh. I used to have them. I don't have them anymore. I used to have clear library covers that cover the dust covers. But nah, that's out of style. Let's see the Mishnah Brura Yodalad. You see, that's what I was saying. In a way, I compare this to Hilchos Tevilas Kelim. One of the biggest mistakes is, oh, do I have to be tovel it? It touches the food. It doesn't touch the food. A Mora somewhere, when they taught that Shalchmanas has to have two different brachos, they also taught that when a kli touches food, it needs tefillah, and if it doesn't touch food, it doesn't need tefillah. I think that's the greatest myth in the history of the Jewish people. Whether something that touches food, whether it needs tefillah or not. Touching food has nothing to do with tefillah's kelim. If it's a kli meichel, you need to be tovelet. If it services another kli, you don't have to be tovelet. It is not relevant whether the food touches the kli. The same thing with Tashmishei Kedusha. We're about to learn. It has nothing to do with touching. Let's see. V'davka adavar, says Mishabura, zeh haklal, kol shenegea mamish b'kedusha b'li hefsek. It's either touching by tashmishik dusha or l'kavoid. Afal pi she'en kol kach l'kavoid, rak tzas shmira, k'may argaz. Let's say you have a chest that you put the Sefer Torah in, that it the Sefer Torah is touching it, even though it's also for shmira, then it's tashmisha kedusha, as opposed to the iron safe. The iron safe is not tashmisha kedusha, because it's only for shmira. It's only for shmira. Lafuke aroin b'choima shurak l'shmira ba'alma. Or ulekavoid afal pi she'eino negea kach. Lekavoid, if it honors it, even if it's not touching it. K'may tase kesef umichse ala krashim. Let's say you have plates of silver. Like this. You know, they put on a Sefer Torah, it hangs around the Atzei Chaim like a metal plate in the front. Doesn't touch the Sefer Torah. It's hanging on the Atzei Chaim. It's on the Mitpachas. That's Tashmishei Kedusha, because it's honoring the Sefer Torah. Likewise, if you put silver things on the Atzei Chaim, even though it's not touching the Sefer Torah, that's Tashmishei Kedusha. Ha'lu munach al ha-Kedusha. It's placed on the Kedusha. What does that mean, it's placed on the Kedusha? I guess on the Atzei Chaim, afal pi sheyesh hefsek tashmisha kedusha hava, ma she'en kein paroiches shalanu b'sivav. Even though afal gav the dvar yakar v'kavod, you could ask, so the paroiches also is bringing honor. Mikamakim hevei kimechitza. It's like a there's a partition there. Ve'in munach klal ala kedusha. And it's not placed at all on the Kedusha. So now, time out. We just saw the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says that a paroiches, even though it's for kavod, it's not on the Kedusha at all. The Mishnah Berurah just established lekavoid, even if it's not noigea. Okay, you have to look at this very carefully. The Mishnah Berurah is establishing the following rule. If it's touching without any interposition, even if it's not so much lekavoid, it's ktsas l'shmira, it's tashmish kedusha. If it's lekavoid, even if it's not touching, but if it's on it, even with a hefsek, it's tashmish kedusha. In other words, the plate or the silver covers the Atzei Chaim, it's on the Sefer Torah. There might be a hefsek, but if it's on it, and it's l'kavod, it's tashmish kedusha. But the paroiches, it's not on it at all. So even though it is l'kavod, the Sefer Torah, it is not tashmish kedusha. Because there, it's not just there's a hefsek, it's not on the Sefer Torah. It's not on the Sefer Torah. To be tashmish kedusha, it has to be on the item of kedusha. Now, there are two levels. If there's no hefsek, it could even be l'shmira, k'tzas. If there is a hefsek, then only if it's l'kavod and not l'shmira. The Gra takes a stricter view, and the Mishnah Berurah does not quote the Gra. The Bir Halacha quotes the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Prima Gadim. The Gra says that if it's mamish touching kedusha, even though it's only l'shmira, it's tashmish kedusha. Meaning what people think regarding Tvilas Kalim, the Gra applies to Tashmishei Kedusha. The Gra holds if it's touching, even if it's just l'shmira tashmish. So according to the Gra, the iron safe is tashmish kedusha. If it's touching, if the Sefer Torah is in it. That's what the Gra says. That koshu nageh b'kedusha atzma afal pishu rak l'shmira mikri tashmish kedusha. I, the Rama says, by an aroin and a choyma, that it's not tashmish kedusha because of the shmira. That's because the Bir Halacha says you have to say that you're, because the Sefer Torah is not going to touch it because you're going to put it in b'mit pachas. But if it did touch it, what about the gartel? Is it only for shmira? I don't think so. I think it's an adornment for the Sefer Torah. I think it's l'kavod. I think so. Why does the Sefer Torah wear a belt?
So it shouldn't unravel. It doesn't unravel. To begin with. Huh? What about Bumpo?
I'm not a yucky. But is it only so that it doesn't unravel? Or is it also a kishut?
Isn't that someone's name on it? Maybe, but it's doesn't it? The Ashkenazi Torahs especially, I mean, because the legs are not locked in, they can shift to the sides as opposed to the Sfari Torahs.
Okay, but is it only l'shmira, or is it also l'kavod?
It has a silver clasp, and then it's l'kavod and l'shmira.
Why do you wear a belt? Only the guy who's wearing a Ferragamo belt. It's only so his pants don't fall down? That's the only reason he's wearing it? No. If that's the only reason, how come he never wears it backward? Why is there a brand name? Why did he spend $300 on it? It's l'kavod. It's a kishut. It's a belt.
There's Velcro on it. Somebody just have some Velcro on it.
Okay, but it's made out of it's made out of a very nice material, so it's a kishut.
Sometimes yes, sometimes not.
Yeah, if it's like one of these old shmatas that they tie it around, that l'chayra, that's only. I would say it's both. I would say first of all, it's noigeya mamish, for sure according to the Gra. I would think it's also the shmira. I mean, it's also a kavod. Okay, let's hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.